Yes, welcome back. I gotta get out of here on a vacation more often. Do a little travel. Travel is broadening. When you see people sitting on makeshift chairs in the open air, their belongings piled haphazardly around them, looking wistfully at anyone passing by. Some countries it's called poverty. In the U.S. it's called a garage sale. Sunday, Charlie Tonight. Coming up in the next 60 minutes, we're going to be talking to songwriter-performer Kim Carnes, actress Emma Sams, and there's a new UFO number to find out what in the world or not in this world is going on out there.
Powers of light. Who else could think that when my guy's all hard and all mine? Ooh, and
five sisters and a baby's got a gold mine. Well, you're talking about gold mines. Symphonies are making even more beautiful music with the help of a computer database called Symphony Orchestra Library Information. Known as SOLI for short, the system was designed by former San Francisco Symphony horn player James Callahan and his daughter Claire. What most archivists do is update index cards that tell them about the composers, how long the pieces are, and what arrangements to use. With SOLI, all that information is stored on computer and can be called up in a flash. The system, which sells for $4,000 to $7,000, cross-references more information than most symphonies could use. The New York Philharmonic, for instance, is now using SOLI to add cross-references on every concert, soloist, and conductor the orchestra has used in its 144-year history. Chart your future. Buy United States savings bonds through the payroll savings plan where you're stationed, or buy bonds through the bond a month plan where you bank. Bonds are a great way to move your savings up the line, because bonds are sure to move your savings up the line. They're growing and growing. Take stock in America. Buy United States savings bonds and watch your savings grow. Charlie Jenna back on the telephone right now, dialing another one of these 976 numbers. This one's for UFOs, and you can get the latest on sightings and reported beings.
We have reached the UFO contact news line. Woo. Each day, this service brings you eyewitness UFO sighting reports and contact events occurring nationwide and around the world. So stand by now for today's report.
Okay.
An extraterrestrial human society living on their home planet, which they call UMO, orbiting a sun they call Io, some 14.6 light-years from our solar system, discovered that our planet was inhabited in 1947, and in 1950 sent their first expeditionary team here to study us.
What?
This is the third in a special series on the contacts that have continued since that time. Today, our chronological review of these contacts brings us up to a confrontation the United States government had with the UMO people.
Oh, yeah?
In May of 1966, at Andros Island, just off the coast of Florida, the atomic submarine Skipjack was prepared to launch an atomic missile from underwater in a demonstration for some of our selected allies. 4 hours before that launch, three UMO ships appeared over the site, and all electrical power failed throughout their stay, including power on the ships. The cameraman present to film the nuclear test immediately switched their equipment to manual and filmed 350 feet of high-resolution scientific film with a new 35-millimeter camera system.
Where is it?
He got close-up shots,
uh-huh.
Some very close, clearly showing the Umite symbol on the bottom of the ship. The film was confiscated, and all personnel in the area were called together and briefed on the need to keep word of this event from leaking out,
oh.
And all actual participants in the drama were shipped out and scattered all over the world.
Again.
Services denied that any such thing ever occurred.
Uh-huh.
Another series of photographs was shot on June 1st, 1967,
yeah.
As they arrived to evacuate their people from our Earth under the unacceptably high risk of atomic war, which we reported in the first of this series.
Oh.
The evacuation ships were sent to a pickup zone near Oruro in Bolivia, near Santo Angelo in Rio Grande do Sul in Brazil, and at San Jose de Valerias near Madrid, Spain. The Madrid landing was announced to the Spanish group of contactees in advance, and some of the Umite expeditionaries even stayed in the home of one of the Spaniards for 2 days waiting for the craft.
All right, I want to know one thing. Did John Poindexter know about this one?
Your passing hands, please don't just my car.
That's the Yardbirds and the Shapes of Things. Well, you try and get back into your original one, working out at the health club and doing those aerobics, right? What is time but the arbitrary division of eternity? Some sage remarked that once. Whoever it was didn't realize this is the time. Billy Joel.
We walked on the beach beside that old hotel.
Joel, A little Hendrix guitar work sounds like at the end there. This is the time. All along the watchtower. How'd you like to listen to two fairy tales at the same time while lying on a thick water mattress in a pitch-black isolation tank? It's no day in the park, but New York therapist Lloyd Glauberman and Phil Habolt say it's awfully relaxing. That's because they perfected a hypnotic technique that confuses the conscious mind with dribble while sending subliminal messages to the subconscious mind. The real messages slipped in during the cacophony say things such as appreciate yourself, eat less, rise to the occasion. Glauberman and Halbach called the dry float therapy technique hypnoperipheral processing. At $75 a session, they hope the dry tank will do for stress management what Weight Watchers did for dieting. If you've recently taken a look at yourself in the mirror and decided it was time to do something about the sad shape your body's gotten into, a regular exercise program may be just what you need. But how much exercise is enough? The American Medical Association recommends a minimum of 30 to 60 minutes a day to keep in shape. That isn't possible for everyone. Three exercise sessions a week of 30 minutes each ought to be enough to keep you fit. However, it won't be enough to improve your fitness level. To improve your fitness level, you have to work out at least 4 or 5 times a week. Some of the best all-around activities are running, swimming, cycling, cross-country skiing. If you're stationed in snow country, the benefits are real. Exercise can help minimize stress, reduce obesity and hypertension, even make you look and feel better. Before you start a physical fitness program, get a health checkup. On the telephone, I have got Kim Carnes, songwriter, performer, still got those Betty Davis eyes.
And how you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Well, how's that little voice? I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
We were talking one time, I think, about you just kind of blew it out on a concert tour one time or something, didn't you?
I don't think I ever said that.
Well, it changed, right?
Well, I guess a little bit. I actually, though, can go way back to, you know, demos I did of songs I was writing in high school and before, and there was always I was always getting asked back then if I had a bad cold. So, you know, my voice when I get a cold gets very clear. So I'm totally the opposite. Yeah, it does.
That's funny.
Time to record.
Oh, what are you doing lately, by the way?
I'm writing for the next album. We have one thing recorded, and so it's back to that process. You know, I have a couple songs written and need to get about 8 more done.
Uh-huh. Well, you are going to be with a lot of your peer group members here coming up on Saturday night, right?
Yeah, National Academy of Songwriters is having their second annual Salute to the American Songwriter, and I think it's going to be a wonderful show. You know, there are so many writers who aren't performers themselves who have written hit after hit after hit, and this is a way for people to recognize those people and say, gee, I didn't know he wrote this and that, and a lot of talent is going to be up there.
Have you got any names you can drop?
Michael McDonald, Bruce Roberts, Billy Steinberg, and Tom Kelly, I understand, are going to sing True Colors.
Oh.
Jimmy Webb, Jack Kempchen, Brian Wilson is going to be there.
Wow.
Stephen Bishop, Jeff Berry.
I heard a couple of the authors of some many great songs for about 3 decades now, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoll.
Yeah, you bet. I can't wait to see that.
They are something.
Oh, I know.
The Prophets, it's really a nonprofit organization, the National Academy of Songwriters.
Yeah, it is. And it, you know, I think it proves to be an evening of just great songs, one after another.
That'll be something. You're going to be there to perform, right?
You bet. I'm going to do a couple songs.
Oh, that'll be a treat. See, all you people in one theater. I mean, it's like an all-star lineup there that night. So
a lot of people will be there, yeah.
Kim Carnes, always a delight to talk to you.
Thank you. Come out Saturday night.
All right. We were just talking before we went on the air, and Kim was complimenting me on when I do my birthdays, I don't give the ages of the...
Guy, you're the only person.
The stars, she's talking about Entertainment Tonight, just goes, there they are, here's the ages. And I said, well, a lot of people, they depend on the ages to get them work in this town. So
yeah.
Out of respect to that. But Kim Carnes, thanks very much for your time. I got to get on here before I age much longer. Have a good one.
All right, you take care.
Heaven knows where I belong.
Beat of my heart. Well, if you're really with it and you got the beat of your heart going, you have a pink flamingo in your front yard, a waterbed in your bedroom, plenty of Mexican brewed beer in your refrigerator. So says Kim Foltz, an editor for Adweek magazine. He says those are just some of the items that made the magazine's hottest products list for 1986. Others include calcium-enriched foods, from sodas to cereal and even laxatives, walking shoes. There are now more than 40 brands on the market. Anything from Australia, the Paul Hogan craze has caught on, and what'll be hot this year, 87? Adweek's predictions include Mrs. Fields sodas, camcorders, and a newfangled electric toothbrush that features rotating, vibrating brushes.
Yeah.
It's Robbie Neville with Charlie Tuna. Now, a song that, I don't know, it's kind of that infectious metal beat lately. It's been really hitting the charts. Here's one from Gregory Abbott, Shake You Down. Gregory Abbott, and Shake It Out.
Friday.
A lot of shaking songs over the years, from a whole lot of shaking going on to one by, I think, Ian Matthews a couple of years ago called Shake It. Well, that's the latest Gregory Abbott, Shaking It Down. Well, what once were called crime camps, but are now known as success stories unparalleled in American business history, is the answer, motels. That's right, according to industry insiders, motels are enjoying a boom to the tune of $46 billion a year. All this despite being maligned by the late FBI head honcho J. Edgar Hoover, who called them crime camps, and playwright Sam Shepard, who paints motel rooms as stark and ugly in his plays. Randy Smith of Smith Travel Research says motels were getting a bad rap because of the inconsistency in service. But he says all that has changed as Americans are going back to the days of just piling in the car and staying overnight somewhere. Our heritage is rich with the precedents of common law practice that date back hundreds of years, during which men and women have struggled to create a law that is fair and just. Among those precedents is the presumption that every person is innocent until proven guilty. That presumption is as important today as ever and has been incorporated into the Uniform Code of Military Justice, guaranteeing you fair and equal treatment under the law. On the telephone, I have the star of the popular Colbys of California television series and also founder of the Starlight Foundation. And, well, I'll let her explain what that's about. Emma Sams, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you, Charlie. How are you?
It's been a long time, hasn't it?
It has been a long time.
Are you still getting up in the morning?
Yes, I get up probably about the same time as you. I usually get up about 4:30.
Oh, well, then I'm sure you're still turning the show on, right?
Of course.
Well, tell us first about the Starlight Foundation. That's important.
The Starlight Foundation grants wishes to children who are seriously and terminally ill. And any wish that they want, really, a trip to Disneyland, a new television, or getting to meet their favorite celebrity, whatever it is that's going to cheer them up a bit.
And you've made a lot of little youngsters' lives really happy the moments they have.
It makes a huge difference to them and their family.
I love to hear you read, anyway. You handle the language like it was meant to be.
Well, this is how it was originally, I suppose.
That's right.
Before you guys came out.
When you were a little girl, by the way, did people ever tell you that, boy, you're really pretty, you ought to be in front of a camera, you ought to be in the show business?
No, because I wasn't very pretty.
Oh, now, come on. You're going to tell me an ugly duckling story, are you?
Oh, absolutely. Braces on my teeth. I mean, I had just the worst teeth. I was very short. When I was 11, I was only 4'3". And really not terribly attractive. I mean, I didn't have a boyfriend when I was at school.
Is that right? Can I ask you a National Enquirer question? Do you have a boyfriend now?
Actually, no, I don't.
Oh, is that right? Because I'd heard different on, off, on, off.
Well, it's all off, actually.
It's all off right now.
Yes.
You hear it first.
I have a request for you.
Okay.
I would like you to play, if you can, the song that's out at the moment called At This Moment, which is by Billy and the Beaters.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful song.
That is right.
And it's my favorite.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Well, he wrote it 3 years ago. Is that good enough?
I like the way this lady thinks. All right, Emma says. Well, I'll find a copy and we'll play it on the phone for you.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you found you another, you just don't love me no more. I would say at this moment, when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me, would you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you? But you just don't love me no more. Or raise my hands to you
Now come on, you know me too well. I would give at this moment if you'd stay. I'd subtract 20 years from my life. I'd fall down on my knees, kiss the ground that you walk on, if I could just hold you again. The ground that you walk on, baby, if I could just hold you. If I could just hold you. If I could just hold you.
That's Billy Vera and the Beaters, and I wonder if that's why Emma likes that, huh? Broken romance at this moment. Charlie, gentlemen, let's get back to some fun. Everybody have fun tonight. Wang Chung. everybody have a little bit of fun tonight, huh?